Members of the Victory Garden Initiative helped plant an apple tree on the grounds of the Highland Community School. 30 trees, also including pear, peach, and plum, a gooseberry bush, a serviceberry shrub, and more have been newly planted here. Same goes for a few other Central City locations that won a contest to receive the orchards and promised to maintain them. Jazz Glastra of the initiative says over the last 5 years, her group, funded by private and corporate donations, has tried to bring better nutrition to the Milwaukee food desert.
There's not necessarily a neighborhood store where you can go purchase fresh fruits and vegetables. And even if there is, the ones that you're getting from the store are, they've been in storage for a long time, they were picked when they weren't ripe. The nutritional value from what you're getting at the grocery store is so much lower than the nutritional value of a fruit picked fresh off the tree or a berry picked right from the bush.
Glastra says she also likes connecting with the people that want the trees and bushes. At Highland, a Montessori school, parent and development director Liana Nikelski helped apply for the orchard. She says students will learn how to help care for the plantings.
So if they want to be future arborists and have that be their role as, you know, bringing peace to our community, then that's great. But we want to be able to give them that option and know that it exists.
Nikelski says as the plantings mature, much of the fruit and nuts will be served at the school. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.